This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
The United States medal count is soaring faster than Usain Bolt in a 200 meter.
Yeah, or faster than Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky going down the swimming pool, or even Simone Biles racking up the scorecards in gymnastics. I mean, it has been quite a remarkable 2016 Rio Olympics for any sporting team for the United States there. It's been incredible.
Yeah, so the United States leads the medal count throughout the entire world, and there are still people that are morbidly obese in this country. How ironic is that?
Well, I mean, when you look at the medal count, and this is what is incredible about Rio so far, is that not only is the USA leading the medal count, they are superseding it to the point, even with this coming Sunday when the Olympics supposedly comes to an end, I don't even think the USA medal count is going to matter because they pretty much have won the Olympics outright if you count their medal count as the number one priority. I mean, look at it this way. 93 total medals to China's 54 and Great Britain's 50. 30 gold medals to China's 19 and Great Britain's 19. 32 silver medals to Great Britain's 19 and China's 15. And 31 bronze medals to China's 20 and Japan's 18. So there you go right there. That tells you all you need to know about United States athletics.
They're running away with it. And usually in Olympics past, you usually see the United States and China going neck and neck on the medal count, especially in the gold medal count. But it's just the United States is just running away with it. It's a sight to behold. I don't know if it's the actual the climate down there, if it's the close proximity to the United States, or everything else that's happening in between. It just seems like that the United States is just absolutely dominant. Maryland is, in general, dominating in the Olympics as well, because there was a time where they could say, well, if Maryland was its own country, it'd be second in the medal count right now. That's not really true as the Olympics have gone on and more medals have been won by different areas of the United States, but it's still quite the accomplishment by all these athletes here in the Olympics. And here's wondering, what are the ones standout performances that you always have? Of course, everybody's going to be turning to Michael Phelps. That one's the obvious one. That's the obvious one because it was the last Olympics for one Phelps, and he went out with a bang and went out with the only way he knows how to go out, and that's with a gold medal.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is on the last episode of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, we couldn't bring up Michael Phelps without bringing up his past transgressions outside of the swimming pool. That is so weird when you're talking about athletes and you have to say off the field, because normally we're talking about football or baseball, or in some cases with basketball, off the court. But it's funny saying out of the pool when it comes to a guy like Michael Phelps, because that's where he is 365 days a year. He's in a swimming pool training for these events. Despite all of that, despite all of the transgressions and everything, the one positive that I think Michael Phelps brings to the table at the end of the day is, and I posted this on social media not too long ago, not only has he elevated the United States in the Olympics, he has also been an inspiration for a majority of Maryland athletes out there. Now, I don't think they'll follow his personal transgressions or anything like that, but as far as his drive and commitment to his respective sport, I think that is a work ethic that a majority of athletes can follow in years to come.
Yeah, and like it or not, it does make you forget about all that stuff when at the end of the day he wins the gold medals that everyone's like all shiny, shiny. I mean, they stopped a football game, Josh, just so that everybody can watch him win gold.
And that's very true, too. And it also created some memorable memes over the past 2 weeks. Of course, you had the angry Michael Phelps / Anakin Skywalker look, where he had the hooded angry look before one of his races,
which was the feature image of our last week's episode of about Rio.
Yep, and also you had the one where he said winners focus on winning and losers focus on winners. And then, of course, you saw Usain Bolt from Jamaica just distort that meme and say, losers focus on winners, winners focus on losers. So it changes the whole landscape of the memery, I guess you could say.
Yeah, because when Usain Bolt, he runs around, he's looking around the people, you know, in close proximity to him. He wants to be able to see where he is in relation to them, so how fast he can actually run. But sometimes I always look at sprinters, and they slow down before the line, And it makes me wonder how what their time could have been if they just would have went full steam even across the line, because I've noticed Bolt do that once in a while. And here's a remarkable thing that came out like a couple days ago. He's never run a mile in his life.
No, and here's another crazy thing about I heard about Usain Bolt is that in his native country of Jamaica right now, he is more popular and more recognized than Bob Marley. Can you believe that? I mean, is that does that seem does that seem fathomable at this point that Usain Bolt is probably the number one icon in that country of Jamaica compared to, say, Bob Marley, who's been a musical icon or cultural icon in the past 30 years?
He's also been, well, dare I say it, he hasn't really released anything because he's been deceased over the last couple many years.
But that's why I threw in cultural icon as well, because you always see his images on T-shirts and posters, anything that you can put his image on.
No, I could definitely 100% see Usain Bolt being the biggest icon in Jamaican history as of right now, because he's the right now. That's what Usain Bolt is. He's been the centerpiece of sprinting and has been the absolute the standard for sprinting for, what, three Olympics now in a row?
Yeah. And not to mention, not too long ago, he was thrown into the mix of almost trying out for the National Football League. Now, thankfully, his hands weren't necessarily up to par when it came to receiving footballs, because could you imagine just being a secondary player defending against a guy like Usain Bolt? If he was just running straight down the field, beelining for a touchdown, that would not be fair.
Well, maybe not fair, but it's a different atmosphere because, you know, sprinters, they run on a track.
Yeah.
You're running on actual grass itself and turf and having padding on and, you know, having to go toe-to-toe with a guy who's facing the opposite side of you, it's a different story. I mean, yeah, you can run in a straight line, that's fine. Can you run different routes? Can you actually follow suit with the routes? And, of course, as we all know, the ultimate goal of a receiver is to actually catch the ball. And could he do that?
Well, maybe not. But at this point in his career, I think he's more happy being an ambassador for the Olympic Games and for track and field in general. Going back from Michael Phelps to Usain Bolt to one Maryland product, Katie Ledecky, who has just amazed us in Rio with her just total performance of getting four gold medals and one silver medal and becoming that 19-year-old superstar, that big superstar that we're looking at as far as female competitors goes. If you took away, say, gymnastics or shot put or track or anything like that, Katie Ledecky is becoming that superstar. And another thing I reiterated to people over the past week, and so many people want to jump the gun. They want the next person. They want the next so-and-so. One thing I heard about Katie Ledecky, and even though it would seem like a compliment to her, it struck a nerve with me, because when people say, oh, she's the next Michael Phelps, I'm like, she's 19 years old. Why can't she just be the first Katie Ledecky? Let her have her own legacy. Let her build her own legacy to the point where people can aspire to her and say, you know what? If I had a daughter and she swam, I want her to be like Katie Ledecky.
And there was that, and also Simone Manuel also said she wants to be the first Simone Manuel and stop comparing to Michael Phelps.
Of course,
and comparing
yes.
everything like that. I mean, it's inevitable when you have pundits who want to like sit back and, you know, two idiots who want to sit in a chair in a basement right now talking on a microphone, they'll make the comparisons they want to. It's inevitable because there's thousands and thousands of people talking about the Olympics right now as we speak, and that's just something that you have to look at. There was also a show of sportsmanship. There was two sprinters that went down, and then they helped each other back up, and that also went viral because you hear nothing but the negative stuff about Rio and everything else that's been going on down there. What about some positive stuff? And hey, they even got the diving pool back to a decent color now.
Yeah, they put in enough chlorine tablets there to clean out the pool. Yeah, that was a disaster.
And it no longer smells like fart, as the one headline said.
Speaking of swimming pool, though, Ryan Lochte, who's on the U.S. Men's swimming team, apparently was robbed this past week in Rio, even though there are some disputes claiming, well, Ryan, were you really robbed, or were you at the wrong place at the wrong time? Or like what they mean by that was, were you in a bar and somebody took your wallet and you didn't realize it, and you know, so on and so forth.
But and two swimmers are now being forced to stay in the country. They can't like actually fly out because it's an ongoing investigation.
Exactly. So now, not only that, even if you wanted to leave Rio, you couldn't because of these situations. Now, going from swimming, going from track, and going to the meat and potatoes of what has been an outstanding Summer Olympics is the women's gymnastics team. Wow. What a great year for gymnastics in general. It doesn't matter if you're men, doesn't matter if you're women, just a great year in general. Simone Biles, I don't think we have seen a superstar of this magnitude in the respective sport of gymnastics, say, since Mary Lou Retton back in the early 80s. Imagine that. 30 years have went by since we've seen a superstar of that magnitude there. And not only that, Zac Efron apparently wants to be in her spotlight now. I mean, that just became viral not too long ago.
Yeah, she's swooning over him. Yeah,
even though he's 29 and she's 19. I mean, she's not even old enough to drink, but I digress. But whatever.
Eh, to each their own.
To each their own, right.
One thing I also want to mention, too, is for the first time in history, actually, the USA actually swept in an Olympic track and field event.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at these records and you look at the magnitude of these records in comparison, it seems like the United States has elevated itself in terms of athleticism. And when we look at the respective sports, we look at swimming, we look at soccer, we look at basketball, men's basketball, by the way, will be in the semifinals of this Olympics coming up. And, you know, there's a huge amount of pressure on that team because it just seems like when you have a roster stacked full of NBA starters, all you need to do is win and get a gold medal and you shut the doubters up for 4 years. But I honestly feel like if I had to pin it down to who was the most successful between gymnastics and swimming, call me biased because I have sisters that competed in that. I'm going to say gymnastics, right? I mean, you look at the athletes on the team. You look at Gabby Douglas. You look at Simone Biles. Simone Biles, the complete superstar of the bunch. Who would have thought that out of all the countries that normally compete in gymnastics, which is quite a lot, and quite a lot of contenders there, that the women's gymnastics team would have the best overall in the world right there?
Yeah, the Fab Five from 4 years ago, meet the Final Five.